Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Open Talk Radio, 313 The Flash.
All right. Good evening and welcome back to Wrestle Talking Indeed with Martez, Dominic, Kayvon, and Josh right here on blogtalkradio.com. This is a Open Talk Radio 313 The Flash presentation. It's so good to be back with everybody tonight, getting a chance to talk about the things of wrestling one more again. As we've been doing this for a few years now, we always stop and thank God for giving us an opportunity to talk wrestling. We always appreciate the man upstairs for giving us the ability to run our mouths and talk about the sport we love, which is wrestling. Before I bring the crew on today, you know, I wanted to start off by talking about this big, big thing that's going on Friday night between AEW and WWE for a half hour. I wanted to talk about that. I really, really wanted to talk about that. That was going to be the opening monologue for today. But at the last minute, I scrapped that because I think it's something a little bit more bigger for me to start off with. And that's the simple fact that I believe WWE missed a golden opportunity to cash in on something huge. I feel like they dropped the ball. They dropped the ball on something huge. Last night on Raw, they had a chance to set up a feud, set up a match between Kofi Kingston and Xavier Woods. I believe the whole wrestling community was on the edge of their seat waiting for that match to happen. It seemed like it was going to be the most obvious decision to book. But unfortunately, WWE had Xavier Woods win his match, but then they had Kofi Kingston lose his match to Jinder Mahal, which was a huge letdown, and it was a huge disappointment. Now, I don't know if they're going to revisit this possible matchup in the future, but I feel like they dropped the ball last night on something that would have been not just huge for them, but huge for the wrestling community. And for that, I'm disappointed. That's my little monologue to kick off this show. This is Wrestle Talking Indeed, and it's not just with me. Let's bring in the rest of the crew. Let's start off with Dominic. Good evening, Dominic. What's up, my brother?
What's going on? What's going on, Wrestle Talk Nation? So you was talking about the golden opportunity with New Day.
Yep.
Kofi and Xavier. I mean, me importantly, I was looking at the opportunity like, oh, wow, they're going to do it. Then when they did it, it was like, yeah. I mean, it's a hit or miss with me. It's like, you know, I think we talked about it. Right now, you know, New Day is just one of the hottest things. One just the face. It's the face of, you know, WWE, the poster child right now. And I don't me personally, I mean, I wouldn't blow up, or I wouldn't say I don't want it. That match up to happen, but it was, in a way, you kind of saw like, yeah, they want to, Vince really wants a push of Jinder Mahal. So,
yep.
I mean, it's kind of obvious. You got to think like Vince at some of these bookings. I mean, it would have been a bonus. Me personally, I didn't really. I mean, it would have been a good entertaining match, but you know, I didn't want to lead to a feud or a breakup. You know, but I mean, you kind of saw it though. You had to have it in your mind it was going to be a bonus. They were going to give us a fans a break with that match. But come on now. What they say on NFL compound, come on, man. It's not going to happen.
Right, man, now. And that's my fault for thinking that was going to be a possibility, you know.
I mean, come on, man. Come on, man. You're making money. Come on.
Thank you, Chris Carter. But that's my fault for thinking that would have actually happened. You know, I think they were going to make the right decision on that. But let's not keep the people waiting. Kayvon, unfortunately, won't be here tonight. He has some important stuff to take care of, so we probably hear from him in a few weeks. We're going to pass on the Big Four Plus One segment tonight. But let's bring in the newest member of the crew, the main man, Josh. What's up, Big Josh?
What's happening, y'all? How y'all feeling tonight?
Man, I'm feeling good. I'm a little bit more healthier this week, so I'm ready to jump into whatever we gonna jump into, man.
That's good. And the Kofi Kingston Xavier Woods match that should have happened would have probably broke WWE's fan base stupidly crazy, in my opinion, because you got Kofi Kingston, who used to be a world champion, then you got Xavier Woods, who's been praying that they bring back the King of the Ring, and now that they have brought it back, the only way I see Xavier actually becoming King of the Ring is had they not did the match, which I agree it was a missed opportunity, but I don't agree because if you have him going against Kofi, Kofi's probably going to get more fans, and that would just be a bad way of breaking up one of the best tag teams in a modern day,
mm-hmm.
in my opinion.
Yeah, absolutely. And one thing I want to add is, it's time for, like I said, it's time for Xavier to shine.
Mm-hmm.
I want Xavier. Xavier can go. We know what Big E got. We know what Kofi is capable of. It's time for WWE to finally see if you're not familiar with Xavier Woods. Work as solo, as singles competitor, definitely is time to see it.
Yeah, I completely agree. And this is what bothers me, because it's two things that bothers me about this whole tournament is why put them in the same bracket? Why tease us like that? You know, why get our hopes up high? That's the issue I got. Like, you knew you were going to get people's hopes up high when you put these two in the same bracket with the possibility of taking on each other. And then you teased us the whole night with the idea that it was going to happen. Secondly, I'm also disappointed because I don't think Xavier is going to win this King of the Ring, and I want him to, but you got Finn Balor on the other side. I think he's almost a shoe-in. And I could be wrong, but I think he's a shoe-in to win this tournament because you can't keep dumping on Finn Balor. Not saying he's been dumped on, but he lost two matches with Roman Reigns. We don't want to keep him in a losing spell, you know. So why not give him the king of the ring? But those are the only two issues I got with that whole King of the Ring piece. Yeah, but I guess we can jump right into everything today. I know we want to talk a lot about AEW today. I believe we do. I think, Dominic, you were saying that earlier when I talked to you. And there's a lot of WWE we can talk about. But I do want to start off with this, if that's okay. Friday night, I think it's a huge deal. I think it's a huge thing that's going to happen, you know. And this is when, for me, this is when the competition really is going to happen, you know. When these two promotions go head-to-head at the same time, whether it's for a half hour or 2 hours, WWE and AEW are going to go head-to-head for, I believe, now it's 90 minutes on Friday. It was 30 minutes, but now it's 90 minutes on Friday. I think it's a huge deal. I'm excited about this. You know, this is going to be a real cool experience Friday night. It may be a stressful experience for wrestling fans that like both companies. But, Dominic, Josh, have you guys had time to process this? How you guys feel about this going on Friday night between these two promotions?
I'll let Dom go first.
I'm going to be a few words with it. Just let the Friday Night Wars begin. I want a good, clean fight. I want your A game. Let's get it on. That's all I got to say.
Well, before I start on that, let me say before the end of tonight's broadcast, I have a special announcement.
Oh, sweet, sweet. Okay.
So I think that WWE going commercial list for the last 30 minutes should be extended for the last hour. Because AEW, they can't go commercial list. They literally have to have commercials. That's how they pay for the product. WWE and Fox have a signed ironclad contract to where pretty much if WWE says, hey, can we go no commercials, Fox is going to say yeah, as long as you're putting on a good product.
Right.
So I think that they should go the full last hour, but I also see that this is just the beginning firing shots of a war that has been brewing that is going to literally kick off this coming Friday.
Yep.
But ultimately, oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, you finished. I was getting excited about what you were saying. Go ahead.
Yeah. But ultimately, and I hate to say this because I'm a true WWE fan through and through, but I have the sneaky suspicion somehow AEW is going to pull it off and they're going to get the W this coming Friday. And I hate to say that because I'm, hate to say that. But the only reason I say that is because right now AEW is doing what the fans want. They're giving them good quality matches, but on the same hand, they're not giving them entertainment. They're just giving them wrestling. And to me, it's not about just the wrestling. You have to have the entertainment factor, because if you don't, then I'm not being entertained. That's what I got about that one.
Just to let you know, I was looking at today saying AEW really don't have a sold-out venue, and they having low ticket sales for the venue that the arena they're going to be at for Friday. So it looks like really it's in the hands of WWE.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up. AEW is its own disaster. Like, AEW is going to kill AEW. And I'll get a little bit more into that a little bit later.
Wow.
But I will say that I want WWE not only to, like, win this war, but I want them to demolish AEW.
Wow.
AEW to me is like a smite to wrestling, if you ask me.
Yeah, and Josh, if I could jump in, guys, I agree with you. AEW is annoying to me, okay? Like, what bothers me about AEW since their inception is that they want to poke a bear, okay? They do everything they can to take shots at WWE when WWE has really never said anything backwards about them, in a sense. And there's something cocky about AEW that just drives me crazy, man. And Dominic as well. It just annoys me. So I'm in agreement with you that I want them to smack them up too. And it's possible that WWE can pick up the L this Friday night. Who knows? But I'm confident that they're going to pick up the victory in the ratings war because SmackDown is just that good. You know, it's not the same as AEW, but it's just SmackDown is no joke. You know, and I'm sure they're going to have some tricks up their sleeve, you know, as they go up against AEW. And Tony Khan, he said something earlier this week, I think, basically saying that they're going to whip WWE, if I can paraphrase it. He rubs me the wrong way at this point. So I hope WWE whips their butt.
Oh, yeah.
That's just me. I don't even know what the card looks like for Friday night for AEW.
But I know one match I will give it to, real quick, y'all. I will like to see it is a dream rivalry match that it's been like since almost like 15, 17 years. Colt Cabana versus CM Punk. I got to watch that one. I got to watch that one.
Yeah. Well, see, they're no longer friends, right?
Right. That's why I said the rivalry. The falling off friendship and the jabs that was cooking at each other and the friendship that, you know, I'm just saying from CM Punk point of view that Colt Cabana been on there. So this match I predict it's going to be a shoot at one point.
Yeah.
It's a spoiler. That's a spoiler in the words of Paul Heyman. I mean, then SmackDown, on the other hand, I mean, the card is mediocre, but I know they gotta bring, like I said, the key for both, bring your A game.
Yeah.
Execute correct, bring it your all, you know, pretty much on both ends. Because the last four SmackDowns to me haven't been that best, haven't been good. I'm just being honest. But this is the time for WWE the SmackDown brand to kind of, you know, with this going on now, it's time to raise the roof. That's what we used to say back in the day. Get the ratings up. They lay the smackest down on you jabronis.
All right. Well, I can tell you why why I don't like Tony Khan. See, there's a difference between being confident and being too cocky. And you're right, he's too cocky. See, he's got daddy's money helping him jumpstart everything. Because at the end of the day, it's Papa Khan who's literally putting all the money in. Tony Khan ain't doing nothing. And if you compare him to Vince McMahon, okay, yeah, Vince McMahon had a similar way, but Vince McMahon paid his dues. He started as a ring crew person. He went from ring crew, commentator, interviewer, everything. And then when his dad finally gave him the company, he made it the multi-billionaire company it is today, along with a lot of very well-known wrestlers, Hulk Hogan, Stone Cold, The Rock, Randy Savage. That's just to name a few. Tony Khan literally said, hey, Dad, can I have a wrestling company? Yeah, let's give you one. But what people don't know is Papa Khan gave Tony Khan until the beginning of next summer to get out of the red because they are working in the red because they had too many video games that are being made right now. And you got to put all this money, you got to feed it in and feed it in and feed it in. And all this money going into these video games, then you're giving people like CM Punk and Daniel Bryan multi-million dollar a year contracts. I mean, yeah, okay, sign me up if you want to pay me $2 million to wrestle 15 times out the year. I'm going to do it. But on the same hand, how are you going to continue paying me if you're playing, if you're working in the red? Because, see, when you're working in the red, you might as well say you've already defeated yourself. And now you got Cody Rhodes and all the elite. They have different contracts. They have action wrestling contracts, but they also have executive contracts. I'm like, all right, why would you pay people two different contracts when you're not even in the green? That just makes no sense to me.
I agree with everything you just pushed out. And just to add to that a bit, not to shift too much, I think these debuts that they have given us with CM Punk, Brian Danielson, Christian, Malakai Black, whoever else you want to name, I think they have a problem with following through on these debuts. And what I mean by that is that these debuts are not even hot anymore, okay? And CM Punk is my second favorite of all time, but it's not moving the needle for me anymore. It's starting to get stale. Ryan Danielson, his run right now is starting to get a little bit stale for me. Christian, been stale. You know, I don't know what they're doing, but it doesn't have the same fire that it had when they debuted. And they only debuted a few weeks ago. It's not like they've been in the company for a year now. No, they debuted about seven weeks ago, if that's accurate. And I just think they got to do a better job of following through on these big names, you know, because the storylines that they are involved with right now is not moving the needle for somebody like me, who they should be trying to get me to come over from WWE. It's not doing anything for me. And like I said, I'm not a supporter of AEW. I'm a supporter of the fact that we have two big promotions, but I don't like the AEW. I don't like what they stand for. There's a lot of other things I don't like what they stand for, but I'm not going to get into that tonight, you know, but maybe a different show we can, but it's just they need to follow through on these big debuts. I don't know how you all feel about that.
I agree. I mean, you had – here's where they messed up with Daniel Bryan's or Bryan Danielson's. You had Adam Cole. You had Adam Cole debut, and then literally less than 5 minutes later, you had Bryan Danielson debut, which kind of shortened not one but both of their debuts.
Yes.
I mean, Bryan Danielson is always going to overshadow Adam Cole for the simple fact Bryan Danielson has been around a lot longer, so he's got a larger fan base. So, of course, people are like, oh, Adam Cole, baby. And then all of a sudden, his music plays, and out comes Danielson, and everyone's like, Adam Cole who?
Yeah.
To me, they both got two – they got cut short, and that was AEW's fault.
Because Josh and Dominic, they try to do too much. They try to go for the grand slam, the home run every time. Instead of going for the single or the double or the triple, they try to swing for the fences all the time. It reminds me of somebody like Sammy Sosa. Yes, he was a great home run hitter, but he also struck out a lot. You know, and when you play ball like that, when you're trying to hit a home run all the time, at some point you're going to strike out at the same rate because you're just going for the big one too much. And I'm not knocking anybody on how they want to conduct business, because people can knock me on how I conduct business. But I'm just saying, know when to go for the home run and know when not to go for the home run. And I think that's one of their issues right now. I wouldn't be surprised if they try to go for the home run Friday night with something, you know. But at some point, you know, they're gonna run out of people to bring in. Like, who else is it out there other than Bray Wyatt that you can bring in, like, that will get people jumping?
I mean, it is a lot of people that, if you're a true wrestling fan, Martez, that like I said, there's still quite a few people I see over there in New Japan that they can bring over that's still stuck over there. It's a lot of international people. It's a lot of indies that's real hot they can get if, you know, most definitely how the way WWE is burying people that AEW can get, but it's just the fact that, okay, for the people that's anti-WWE, when you get these people, it's like, yeah, like Josh Stream was saying, you're signing them to a ridiculous large contract. And another thing I think that they, to me, is getting very exposed right now, the writing and the booking as well over there is so horrible. It's like a somewhat WWE episode. It's a tier list. It's like if it's not the Bullet Club, it's right now it's Jericho and the Pinnacle, and then it's everybody else to the, you know, give the camera time or who's hot, who's not. It's still a few people. I get somewhat, like I said, I know previous show, I do applaud and get the mind frame of how the way they're attacking WWE. A lot of people that they're not going to use properly or, you know, they're not going to succeed or don't want to go over there. Or that's a real hot phone name is wrestling. How the way they're combining and cross-promotion with other wrestling companies. I think it's a real good idea.
Well, you brought up some great points. Gosh, you brought up some amazing points. But I think they tried that in the beginning, going after Japanese talent, going after the indie talent, and they realized that that didn't work. So that's why they sought out old. I hate to say WWE talent, but that's why they sought out notable names like Christian, even Big Show,
in their mind frame as well, I mean, and as far as if you are up and comer as well, yeah, you're going to get people that's not, you know, that's somewhat, that's not happy or that's not feel like they're making that potential money or got the creative freedom. This, that, and the third, or either Mr. Man's being an a-hole because I can't do this, I can't do that. He's discriminating on me. And AEW said, well, come over here. You can do that all you want. They're going to be, they're in the freaking red hole, the red. Or either it's going to be, you're going to be an afterthought in a week or three.
Oh, yeah. You know what AEW reminds me of?
WCW.
And it's a quote from a oldie but a goodie. Are you here to see the AEW? Are you here to see all these factions we got? Quote Scott Hall, NWO or WCW. I see a rehashing of something that has already been killed.
That's a good point.
I mean, I look at it like this. You cannot knock the talent that AEW has. They have good talent. But they're not using the good talent they have because they're using all the people pretty much that have come from WWE. I mean, if you look at it, CM Punk debuted, he's undefeated. Daniel Bryan debuted, he's undefeated. What happened to Brian Cage? He goes away for a month, he comes back, and he loses a match. He'll be gone again for another month.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Brian Cage is a beast.
Mm-hmm.
Every single time he's been in a different company, he has held a championship. But yet in AEW, they have to bring a championship out of retirement to give it to him. That right there was when AEW proved to me they ain't nothing but a bunch of low-life pricks.
Yeah, and I wish people stop anointing these guys like they Jesus Christ. Like, AEW is just doing everything right, and WWE is doing everything wrong. Because, like, Byron Cage is a perfect example. They are definitely underutilizing him. You know, that's a big dude, you know, but he's losing to Ricky Starks, who is special. But, you know, it's just not the fact that he's losing, but it's just the way they've done his run so far, you know. Like,
yeah.
He's not an important option anymore for me. You know, I don't care about Byron Cage, and they did that, you know.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. I mean, you just
sound
former...
like.
Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
You took a former Impact champion, and you pretty much made him an afterthought.
Yep.
And why? So you can appease the people of certain, the fans of certain wrestlers.
Yep.
I'm a big fan of Brian Cage. If you look at it, Brian Cage, pound for pound. Put him on WWE, and I can guarantee you he can run with any of them and actually put on a good match.
Man, I think Vince will love him.
But is Vince going to really open his eyes? I mean, we saw, and I was saying that this is the time, if I was Byron Cage, I'd be screaming out of my contract and going to WWE. But is Vince, this is the time Vince should be trying to as well be doing spoils of war and getting somebody like, not you know, Snobs, Brian Cage,
right?
You know, those two guys. But I mean, we see it, and we see it one in particular. It's just something about Vince getting these talents that was supposed to be it guys for these other promotions. And just not utilizing them, and they have the image, the look that he wants. Look at EC3.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
It's funny you say that, because I always, when people say stuff like that, that's the first person I think of is EC3, because like everybody
currently, real quick, Bobby Rose.
Oh,
Bobby Roode. Big Bob.
Yeah.
Big Bob. Uh-huh. Big Bob.
Okay.
Let's
respect
on his name.
Yeah. See, I've been forgetting to do this for the last 4 weeks. But if you want to call in, the phone number is 646-668-8672. 646-668-8672. If anybody want to call in, forgive me for not saying it the last 7 weeks. but yeah, sorry about that, Josh. We can jump back into what you were going to say.
Yeah. You're good. Yeah, I think it's time for the special announcement.
All right. You need some drum rolls or anything, or you good?
I'm good. Thank you. Appreciate it. So this Saturday, your boy, Double J, Just Josh, will be meeting the Monster Among Men and Britt Baker at Motor City Comic Con.
What? Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
That's what's
so
up,
guys,
man.
If you have any questions that you want asked, feel free, and I will ask them. And we all know I don't hold back.
Yeah, the short time that I've known you, yeah, you definitely don't hold back. You bring it. So that's cool, man. I didn't even know they were in town.
Oh, yeah. They'll be there all weekend. And it's I could tell you, I give you a little bit of a snippet of one of the questions I'm going to ask. And is there any truth to the fact that Braun Strowman is begging WWE back for his job? I will find out the hard truth this Saturday.
Dominic, Josh hit him with the hard questions, man.
I told you.
Man, you did.
Double J, Just Josh, a.k.a. J-Raw, J-Nutty.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We're going to call him Mr. Exclusive, you know.
Hey, I'm down.
Yeah, let's add that to your nickname, Mr. Exclusive.
Oh, yeah.
We just gave you like three more nicknames.
So good. My last name's Win. I never lose.
Yeah, we definitely got to follow up with you on this next Tuesday and see how that went. That'd be a cool thing we could talk about on the show for a certain amount of time about your experience. Cause, I don't know too many signings that I'm gonna call him Braun Strowman that he has done since leaving WWE. So this is cool, man.
Yeah. And here's the thing. If he is begging for his job back, there's no need because the man's got the potential. He's got the look. He's got the total package to be a monster in any company he works for.
Yeah.
I seriously think that at the end of the day, his best bet would be WWE or Impact.
Yeah. And I agree with you because it's weird, you know. It just don't seem like him or Bray Wyatt will fit in AEW. For some reason it don't seem like it. And Impact seems like the best home for them if they don't go back to WWE. But I believe they're going back, you know, both of them guys. Maybe they get their contract restructured, but I believe they're going back. I don't know.
Yeah. So let's bring up another dropped ball on WWE's part with this Queen of the Ring, whatever you want to call it. There is no way, as much as momentum and as push as she was getting, Liv Morgan should have lost.
Yeah.
And that's not fair to her.
Nah.
It's not fair to her fans. But I do think that at the end of the day, she is going to be a world champion in WWE.
Listen, you know, I'm with you on that. And I don't know if you was going to jump in, Dominic, but I'll be real quick. But I also got to the point where I'm tired of seeing Carmella lose. You know, I get what you said, Josh, and I do think Liv Morgan should have won. I thought she was on some kind of a hot streak. But at the same time, at some point, Carmella got to start winning too. So I really didn't have an issue with Carmella winning. Yes, did I want Liv to win, but like I said, I don't have an issue with Carmella winning. And one more thing, I think if WWE was smart, they would let Liv Morgan win the Women's Royal Rumble. That's only about 2 months away, you know.
Ooh.
Like, you don't need the Four Horsemen girls to win it. You just don't. You don't. Bianca Belair, she's the feel-good story last year. She don't need it. Rhea Ripley already got the championship. She don't need it. I don't see anybody that is worthy of winning more than Liv Morgan. Because she's such a feel-good story. Like, she's so over with the fan base that would be the right person to give the Royal Rumble nod to, in my opinion.
You know who she kind of reminds me of from back in the day?
Who's that?
Barry Horowitz.
Ooh, that name sounds familiar. Let me look him up. I forgot how he looked.
Wait a minute, who you said?
Barry Horowitz. He was what they call a jobber. He lost to every single person everywhere until he finally wrestled Skip from the Body Donnas, and he finally beat Skip. Then all of a sudden he was like the hot sauce of the year for like a while. But I mean, I see similarities because Liv Morgan should be at a higher ranking than what she is right now, but I mean, it's kind of like Barry Horowitz. I know I took it old school on y'all.
She didn't win. I mean, yeah, with Carmella, right now with Carmella, it's like Carmella is really, I really feel like, you know, like I said, I'm going to keep ranting this, you know, Carmella should have went back down to NXT as well. Just to figure out a new gimmick persona. You know, it works for Mandy, even though, you know, I feel like they could have gone the main roster with her, and he should have sent Dana Brooks. But, yeah, right now Carmella is just so stuck in purgatory of who she really is.
Yeah.
For her gimmick-wise, not the actual, you know, you know, Carmella as an individual outside of wrestling. Don't take, you know, please, nobody take it that way. But in a, you know, respectful way, just like, you know, I really love the whole dance and, you know, Carmella, you know.
Yep.
Jersey, you know, Jersey, Staten Island type of gimmick.
Oh, yeah.
More than no gimmick.
Yep. I agree with you, Dom, 100%. You know, I think she can still, I don't think she need to go back to NXT. I just think it's all about booking and creative, in my opinion. But I do agree with you 100%, Dom, because that gimmick that she had previously, you know, it fit her. I mean, it was her, if you will, you know. And when she was the SmackDown Women's Champion, I think that was when she was at her best. You know, she was great on the mic. She was decent in her matches. That's when she was at her best. And Carmella, she's entertaining to me. You know, she has charisma.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what I'm happy that, you know, her gimmick, like I said, is she's a, you know, more of an entertainment gimmick right now. That it's good that she went to Raw. She's not, you know, a real good, I would say, even though she got the belt, a tier competitor that's going to give you great matches. But, you know, she's very, you know, entertaining. She is an eye-catching female superstar.
I do got a bone to pick before we leave out of here tonight about WWE and Sasha Banks. I got a huge bone to pick. At some point, I want to pick this bone with you all. But keep going. I'm sorry.
No, you could. That's pretty much it.
Okay. This is my bone, okay? I don't know if both of you all saw Friday Night SmackDown. This has happened numerous times, okay? First of all, you got two male commentators behind a commentating booth. I have an issue with the simple fact that you got a fine, gorgeous, hot-looking woman like Sasha Banks standing on an announce table, and you expect these guys not to look at her behind. That's my bone to pick. Because I was cringing for them because I felt like McAfee wanted to look so many times, you know. And I'm being serious when I say this. Like, why would you do that? You know, why would – and –
that's my boo, but what behind she got?
It might not be that big, but she got a behind. A behind is a behind at the end of the day.
Where? call the 1-800 hotline.
It's weird because I feel she used to have a bigger behind than what she got now, though. Now, I will say that.
Nah, I mean, yeah, she might get in and tighten up, you know, the squats and stuff, ladies. But now the ladies realizing that's all they got to do, instead of getting injections. Anyway, that's another subject.
I would love to talk about that one day, but I'm sorry.
much as I love Sasha Banks, you know, she reminds me of quite a few of my girls back in the day, but just like them with her, what booty do you see?
Hey, when it comes to Sasha Banks, just call me Chad, because it is my duty to look at that booty.
Oh, my God. Y'all
it's
fooling
her
tonight.
Beauty, not her booty.
She's good. I like her. I that's all I'm going to say. I like her.
Yeah, I just think that's just too enticing, man. Booty or not, like, she just is like, I don't know. Yeah.
Now, if you would have said Toni Storm.
Oh, yeah. And I noticed they made her put on pants now. She ain't wearing those shorts anymore.
Yeah. They took away the best part of Toni Storm.
Yeah, yeah.
I look at it like this. Oh, go ahead, my bad.
I was going to say, I don't want to be PC on this show. I just want us to be straight shooters. And that's what I like about this show. We can just speak our minds, and nobody's going to cancel us and all that good stuff. But I just wanted to say that real quick. All right.
But see, when it comes to the women's division in any wrestling federation, I have to say WWE by far is a million miles ahead of everybody else. I mean, there are some women in Impact I think would be better in WWE. There are women in AEW I think would be better in WWE. But let's face it, WWE has quality and quantity of women.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I can drop a name from Impact that most people probably wouldn't even give a second thought to. But if you really look at her, I mean, she's packed, stacked, and ready to do the business.
Yeah, I know what you're going to say.
Jordan Grace.
That's who I was thinking about, Jordan Grace. I think she would fit well in World Wrestling Entertainment.
Oh, my God, my bull.
How about Camille from the NWA? I think she had worked in the WWE.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. She's the only reason I watch NWA. I'm not even going to lie.
You and me both. She was on this show last year, and she was real such a cool person, you know. But, yeah, she's the main reason I watch it, too.
Hey, who knows? Maybe I get Britt Baker and Braun Strowman to call in next week. Who knows?
Hey, we got faith in you. Hey, if you can make it happen, that'd be awesome.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, true. And then let's talk women in AEW. I'm not going to lie, there's only a couple in AEW I actually like. I like the Bunny, obvious reasons. And I like Britt Baker. That's about it for me anyway.
Girl. Yeah, that's not bad. You know, my top favorite, I guess for obvious reasons, is Jade Cargill. I think Jade Cargill is special. All jokes aside, I think she has the potential to be a huge star in the next. I think she should be the next female champion over there. You know, I think about her, Britt Baker, you know, even Big Swole. I like Big Swole.
I was just about to say that.
Yeah.
I was just about to say Big Swole.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you guys know Big Swole had a trial for WWE 3 years ago.
Oh, no, I didn't know that.
Yeah. And at that time, they were bringing in a lot of the independent people, and they offered her such a small contract because they didn't see potential in her that she wound up saying no. And I'm like, missed opportunity missed opportunity big time.
I mean, what about my homegirl, Diamante? She's a nice one.
Diamante's nice, but the problem I see with her is she's kind of one-dimensional, in my opinion. I mean, if you look at all her matches, they're pretty much replicas of all her matches.
I just like the swagger she got. Chris Statlander, she's pretty good. She's pretty good. She's another underrated female there. And it was another one. She's about 5 foot.
Does it start with a not? I thought it started with a D, but I know who you're talking about. She wear like blue shorts.
Knee pads.
Yeah.
She's another real right now to me is underrated and underestimated. Like she's really holding down the female wrestlers, and I'm claiming to me is like one of the top female submissionists. Like this she is real, you know, right now, not giving her props right now.
Let's talk about the shocking return of Women of Wrestling and its producer AJ Lee. How surprised were you guys when that happened?
Bro.
Go ahead, dog. Go.
I was just talking. My bad. It's about time. You know it's coming. And she could play the whole. Oh no, I'm not doing because Chris. I mean, CM. You know, my hubby CM Punk. Return. Yeah, you are. But we'll see.
It surprised me, but it didn't surprise me. Like, nothing really surprised me anymore with anything. I'm going to be just honest with you, especially with CM Punk coming back. Like, that was the last thing that really would have surprised me. But I will say this, and I'm sorry, guys, but I can care less about WOW, Women of Wrestling, you know. I'm sick of this a women's movement or them trying to make people it seems like women are playing this card like they're not getting enough shine in the world of wrestling, and I disagree with that. So I hope they don't use this promotion as an agenda to bash men again. You know, so I do have mixed feelings about this, and I'm sure you guys may disagree with what I'm saying, but I can care less about this because I feel like this is going to be another thing where they can play the victim role, where they can bash men, and I'm not here for that.
I mean, I pretty used to watch WOW at a point. They had some pretty good talent. It didn't seem like they were bashing men as much as it was like they was really trying to, you know, just be on a main level as men and trying to compete and give a good product. Tessa Blanchard has signed on full time. That's how I know about Tessa Blanchard. Red Velvet was another one. Mercedes Martinez, Mommy Chulo. She's another one. And then quite a few of you see who are on AEW. Like we said, Big Swole, Kira Hogan. Yeah, hopefully they don't do that. I agree with you, Martez, but I'm happy for the promotion. I'm one of those guys that's, you know, like, yeah, it is to the degree morals and stuff. Females send me, I will say, you know, it's not a place for a female, but at a time of age, still, you know, what's this, what's that, but you know, if you're going to do it, you know, do it right, and you know, you if you're going to want the respect as a man, saying, you know, don't want to be hampered or cut wrong, then I'm all for it.
I kind of agree that with both of you, because I know that, you know, they're gonna tackle we're a full women's wrestling league, and that's going to be the whole thing about the whole Me Too movement and all that. I get that, and it's gonna happen because it just happens. But I think with women of wrestling, they're going to be a little bit more on the technical side of things, just by the fact that they want to establish they're different than the mold of what professional wrestling is right now. And I mean, that's pretty much what I'm taking away from it. The whole AJ Lee thing didn't really surprise me at all, because once CM Punk said, oh, AJ Lee ain't never coming back to wrestling, I was like, give it a month and she'll be back in wrestling somehow. And it was less than a month.
Right.
Just like Tony Khan saying, I haven't had negotiations with Bray Wyatt, who, in my opinion, Bray Wyatt's probably going to debut this Friday.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. See, that's a possibility.
I think I know who you were talking about, the girl in the AEW that wears blue shorts. Would her name be Leila Hirsch?
Leila Hirsch. Yep, Leila Hirsch.
Oh. I'm a fan of hers. She reminds me of Liv Morgan in the way that she's booked.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
just my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, she don't have that championship feel to her, you know. Now that we know her name, she doesn't.
No, I mean, she has that drive, that championship drive. She just may not have that glitter, eye catching persona to me that you will want, as you know, if you're thinking. You know, not saying somebody is in one of these promotions thinking with your love below.
Right, right.
But and all jokes aside, she has the potential.
Yep.
If she keep grinding and keep getting her name out there and just keep her head up, she can be a champion for AEW. And right now, and then looking at WWE NXT, their new debut star for Diamond Mine, that female, she is something else. Like, whoa. I see future championship status in NXT for her. If you book her right, and, you know... And Ivory Nile, that's her name.
Special, yep. She got special written all over her. But
she's got the it factor.
Yep. We kind of short on time. We got a few more minutes to go, about 5 minutes or less to go within this show. Do we want to jump into another topic before we get to the final thoughts? Or we can jump into the final thoughts right now.
Let's talk about fantasy booking for the Survivor Series. What would be your favorite Raw tag team against SmackDown tag team Survivor Series match? Just one match that will establish the better brand. Who would you put on each team? And why?
I'll let you go first, Dominic.
You said the tag team Survivor Series match?
Well, just the Survivor Series match, the main one that's going to be Raw versus SmackDown, who would you put on it and why? Yeah, like the SmackDown team and the Raw team.
Okay, so pretty much Raw and SmackDown, that's still a fantasy booking. So you want your champion to represent. So, of course, Big E is going to represent Raw, and the Tribal Chief is going to represent SmackDown. Me, I would think next, I would want my mid-card championship represent. So Raw, once again, Damian Priest, and SmackDown, Nakamura. Then you'll want that veteran leadership who has either compete and won. Raw, I will say either between an Edge and a Seth Rollins. SmackDown, I would say between a Sheamus and SmackDown. McIntyre. Then your fifth person, you want your up-and-comer. You know, your up-and-comer. Like maybe a Riddle on Raw. And then SmackDown, you may want who will be that was just drafted to SmackDown? That's an upper comment. Maybe a Ricochet, who's still, you know, still on the rise, or a Rich Holland, maybe a Swerve Scott from Hit Row. But pretty much, you want your best of the best. I've been saying this a lot to represent, of course, that single, you know, the solo Survivor Series match, in my opinion, to represent.
All right. That's good, Dominic. For me, I'll probably go with, for Raw, and I don't know if you were talking about past and present or just present.
Oh,
present
past,
day.
Whichever.
Okay. You know, for me, I'll go with Legion of Doom. I will pick the Legion of Doom for Raw, the Road Warriors, and I want to pick a big man. So I'll probably go with Kane as the big man of that Raw team. And then my last two picks will be the Ultimate Warrior and Hulk Hogan. And then for SmackDown, I'll go with The Rock. I'll go with the Dudley Boys. I'll go with Shawn Michaels. And I'll go with Diesel on the SmackDown side of things.
All right. For my SmackDown team, I would go with Owen Hart, Yokozuna, okay. Demolition, and The Rock.
Ooh.
For my Raw, I would go with Stone Cold Steve Austin, Big John Studd, Andre the Giant, and then the Legion of Doom.
Oh, man, y'all really win WWE 2K22. that's what I was trying to make sure. So you find superstars, or I didn't know we were going to go.
My bad.
All right, guys. Well, we only got a couple minutes to go. I want to pass it over to you guys. If you guys have any final thoughts, I have a final thought, but I guess I can start with me. One of my final thoughts is Mandy Rose. I think Mandy Rose is doing a phenomenal job in her new role on NXT. I didn't see this really happening, but she's done a great job, and it makes the world of sense for her to have gone back to NXT. I think we're on the verge of seeing her crown the new NXT Women's Champion. And I think Mandy Rose, like, she could be the face of NXT for however long they want to keep her down there. So I want to give some celebration remarks to Mandy Rose. Do you guys have any final thoughts before we close out?
Tom?
If it's blue, black, purple, blonde, green, or yellow, she's still the baddest B-I-C-C-H in God's beautiful creation.
Hey, that's enough said. Another one for Mandy.
Josh? My final thought for Mandy. Mandy is the perfect person to be the next NXT Women's Champion on the merit that she's got the talent, she's got the look, and she has the right attitude.
Amazing, amazing. Hey, you heard it from all three of us. Shout out to Kayvon. Like I said, he'll be gone for a few weeks, but we're holding it down, us three. I want to thank Dominic. I want to thank Josh. I want to thank these guys for really doing a heck of a job with this show. It's a blessing to be able to talk wrestling with the two of you all, be able to agree and disagree, and still have a fun time doing it. We'll be back here next week, God willing, 10:15 Eastern Time. This is Russell Talking to G, Martez, Dominic, Kayvon, and Josh, Mr. Exclusive Josh, right here on Open Talk 313 The Flash. Have a good night, everybody.